Before Ai-Yang could answer, Athelstan suddenly asked him, "And what were you doing around there? Nobody in the pub saw you." Ai-Yang's smile disappeared. He looked annoyed. "Do you mind? That's none of your business," he answered. Then, without saying another word, he turned around and walked away. "That was a bit rude, Stan. He's upset now." "He didn't like the question," exclaimed Athelstan triumphantly. "He's hiding something." "Take it easy, Stan. Do you know if Bob had the trophy when he left the pub?"
"Perhaps he didn't," answered his sister. "When we see Bob, I'll ask him."
"Hang on," said Athelstan. "Isn't that Bob over there on the other side of the river?"
"It is. What's he doing?"
Bob was 20 metres from the Davingstock Arms, looking up and down the river.
"He doesn't want anyone to see him," whispered Athelstan.
"Let's go around to the other side of the river, and quick, we can't see much from here." But when they got to the other side, Bob was sitting next to the river, looking sadly at the water. His head was on his left hand, and the elbow was on his knee. His right arm was on the ground.
"Hi, Bob. Is this where you lost the trophy?"
He looked up, surprised.
"Oh, hi, Ethel. Hi, Stan."
He looked down again. "I didn't lose it. Somebody stole it. Somebody pushed me in," he added. "Did you see who it was?"
"No, there was no time. I just felt someone push me, and then I fell in.